Little chach-ass motherfuckers out there in the listening world, this is the Shane Edmonds Show.
Welcome back to the Shane Edmonds Show, everybody. My name's Jason, and as always, I'm here with Josh. But we are running the wife swap series, so instead of Blake, we have his wife, Ashley. Ashley, how you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are y'all?
Doing wonderful. Josh, what you doing?
I'm sitting here with you. I'm glad Blake is not here. He is a handful, and he gets on my nerves sometimes.
Amen.
I want the listeners to know that we just had some WAP.
We had some WAP, baby.
Wings and pizza.
Well, me and Jason did. I think we're the only ones who had some WAP.
I didn't have any wings. just pizza. Just pee.
Just pee. Oh, my groceries. Are you ready to get it going? Because you know what's going to happen right now.
We're going
to
roast Blake, aren't we?
You're going to roast Blake.
He already told me. He said, go easy on me.
Nope. Not a chance.
No, we just want you to be honest.
I will be. But I did marry him, so, you know, if I bash him too hard, then that just makes me look bad.
That is true.
No comment. No comment. People change, though, you know, over time.
Like, what
after
do you mean?
After marriage, you know, like, things change.
No,
sometimes.
He's the little, same.
Yeah, he's a little goofy.
He's buck wild, I know.
A little goofy.
I want the listeners to know I'm having some mic issues. I don't know what the hell's going on. I feel like
his,
I'm going in.
His mic right now is bare naked.
Yeah. I took the little foam cover off because I couldn't hear myself and I'm still struggling. I don't know if it's my headphones, the mic. We don't know. We'll find out when we post it. But I can hear like the enunciate, you know, like you hear the I can hear that with nothing.
Oh gosh.
I apologize about that. Let me try it back.
It's all good. Just roll with it.
People wouldn't have even noticed, and now you said something.
We got to let them know what's going on here at the Shane Edmonds Show. The biggest thing about Shane Edmonds Show is transparency.
Okay.
So let's get transparent about old Blake. we're going to ask just something. Let's do the general normal questions, you know. What's it like being married to Blake?
Well, you know, a lot of people, now that we have Bryce, a lot of people say, I have two kids. I cannot tell you how many people have told me that. And that sums it up pretty much.
I think that's true for most marriages.
But Blake is next level. And y'all know that. He's hyper. He's nonstop. He's like a little kid.
He only eats cheeseburgers and macaroni.
Yep. I wasn't going to bring that up, but yes. He eats like a child.
Chicken tendies.
Mm-hmm.
Corn dog nuggies. I don't see how you live like that.
He eats steak.
Yeah.
And spaghetti. He eats normal people food.
He does. I'm just thinking like high end. Like, would he go to, like, does he eat Chinese food?
He has before, but it made him really sick one time. So he's kind of.
Would he go to Rota with us?
Yeah, like a.
Probably not. I wouldn't go there.
Why?
Hibachi doesn't do good things to my stomach.
No, it doesn't to anybody's stomach, but it tastes so damn good.
It is delicious, but it's not worth it.
It is worth it.
Totally worth it. Sometimes you just need a cleanse. And why not get a cleanse?
I love a good cleanse.
Why are you going to go drink that nasty shit?
Magnesium citrate or whatever it is.
Just go have some good hibachi and get a cleanse all at the same time.
Right before vacation. Right. Okay, that's the move. That's the move.
That's how you lose your 5 pounds.
Done.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. All right. So, what's your favorite thing about Blake?
Let's see. You know, I really do love him, even though he drives everybody crazy.
Are you trying to convince us or yourself?
Both. No, he has a really big heart, and he puts himself, like, he puts all of himself into everything that he does. And he would do anything for anybody, and nobody can say otherwise because he's always that one guy that people go to if they need something because they know they can depend on him. And he's a great dad.
And less involved power tools.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. I need
that's
one of y'all.
Off the table.
Yeah, I need one of y'all to come trim our bushes.
We got the snap the other day.
Yeah. I've been asking him for weeks.
I see the trimmer sitting right there.
Can y'all do it?
He even took the battery out because he doesn't trust himself that much.
He told me he had to charge it up.
It is plugged up over there.
Is that the trimmer?
That's the trimmer.
That's the trimmer that almost took the finger off.
It took the tip off.
Dang.
The tip of his finger.
Just the tip.
All right, well, let's roll into the least favorite thing about Blake.
You know, I've thought about this because I knew y'all were going to ask me. Coming. I cannot stand how much he is on social media. Like, he...
All day.
Yes.
Long.
Yes. And I can't tell you how many times we've had an argument about him posting every little thing. Like, nobody cares.
Facebook, Insta, Snap. Mm-hmm. I don't know what else.
TikTok.
He's
yes. got it all.
He does. He has it all. And it's just...
He's on Foursquare. He's got...
What is that?
Twitter.
Oh, yeah. He has... Shane Edmonds Show has a Twitter.
LinkedIn.
No, he's not that professional.
Still got Google Plus going.
He's the only person who has Google Plus.
He's still friends with Tom on MySpace.
Oh, no, but that really drives me crazy. I'm like, we're 27. He just turned 27.
Yep.
And I'm like, it's time to just calm down. I don't mind the Bryce updates. I do the same thing. Or
yeah, yeah.
If your sports team wins something, cool.
Yeah.
But he makes a status about
everything. Maybe he should try taking a break like me.
He wouldn't. He wouldn't know what to do with himself.
I don't know what to do with myself. But I'm going to tell you what. There's something so peaceful.
Oh, I bet.
Like being disconnected from what you feel like is the world.
Mm-hmm.
People are like, oh, did you hear this about Trump? Did you hear this about Biden? No, I didn't.
I keep forgetting that you deleted your Facebook.
It's not deleted.
Well, it's inactive.
Yeah.
And when I saw the thing about Northern Neck Ginger Ale the other day, I went to go tag you in it. And I was like, why won't it fucking work? Oh.
You can still message me. Through Messenger.
I could have sent it through Messenger, I guess.
It's not the same.
It's not the same as like tagging. I know. Because mm-hmm. then you can be like, oh, look at this fucking shit. And then you share it yourself. Whatever.
For those of you who have not heard, Northern Neck Ginger Ale will be no more.
What a crock of shit. I'm so disappointed.
Nobody wants to drink that shit.
You don't like Northern Neck Ginger Ale?
I don't like ginger ale.
No, that's what's wrong with you.
Then you don't have any skin in the game. So don't talk
no.
about it.
No.
I mean, out of all the ginger ale out there, Northern Neck
is top notch.
Top notch. That's top shelf local ginger ale.
Okay. I'll take your word for it. But that shit is bland.
No. Ginger ale in general.
Mm-hmm. No. Mm-hmm.
It's better than a 7-Up.
I don't drink that either.
I haven't had 7-Up in a while. I had Mellow Yellow not that long ago, and it just doesn't taste like how I remember Mellow Yellow, like in the 90s.
I remember it back then tasting like Surge. Like, Surge and Mellow Yellow were kind of interchangeable,
yeah.
And now they're definitely not. I went to Burger King today and got me a Surge.
Surge doesn't, I don't know. That doesn't taste like it did back then.
Well, that's because you never really got it in a fountain back then. It was always bottled, and there's always that difference.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That is true. But today for lunch, I had that Firehouse. I had that cherry limeade.
What'd you get on the freestyle?
Cherry limeade. Mm-hmm. The Firehouse exclusive is. Mm. If I'm going to Firehouse, I'm getting that cherry limeade.
Yeah, they do have that machine where you can pick like any type of drink you could ever imagine.
Well, theirs kind of sucks.
I don't ever go there because Firehouse is like $18 for a sub, which is insane.
Stop ordering a large.
No, I don't get. I get the one that's like.
The 4-inch?
Barely anything. Small. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, mine was like $12.
Oh, I mean, I did go to Five Guys yesterday for lunch.
That's another $20 lunch.
It literally was $18 by myself.
You know what's worse than that? Arby's.
Oh, don't God. Get... have y'all heard Blake go on a tangent? He says, if we're going to go to Arby's, he's got to take out a second mortgage. We don't ever get Arby's.
For some average roast beef at that.
You would hate to see... My tab, like for me, not the whole family. Because oh, I'm like,
Jason could spend $45 by himself.
I'm like, let me get two of them big beef and cheddars. I want a big five, whatever it's called.
Why is it so expensive?
Because I'm on two combo. I love their beef and cheddar.
You better hope Marie doesn't listen to this. She's going to cut you off from some Arby's.
She already knows. When I go with her, I fuck the bill all up.
$100.
Yeah, easy. I know. I might as well go. We might as well go out to the boathouse. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yep.
But no, I got $120 a damn
and roast beef. Could have gone to BJ's and bought your own roast beef.
Well, we don't go there often.
No, we don't.
You know,
either.
When you're like, kids, what do you want? You know what the answer is, don't you?
Chick-fil-A. Always.
We're going to the chicken. The Lord's
the
chicken.
Lord. Amen.
Sometimes I pull the authority card out.
I shut that down real quick.
I pull the authority card out. I'm like, we tight on funds. We're going to cookout because they cheap.
Mm-hmm. They really are cheap.
And you could probably feed all three kids with one tray.
Yeah. Yeah. Because some of them sides are meals.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. You get a quesadilla. You get, a quesadilla, a corn dog, and then your burger or whatever, and you're nuggets. Done. You're nuggets. Done. Yeah, nuggets. But you only get like three nuggets.
That's all Carissa needs.
We're spending way too much time talking about food.
Yeah, we are. Y'all. Mm-mm.
That's because
we just ate. I don't know why we're talking about food so much.
Because it's on our mind. Mm. It ain't like hit your brain. We literally scarf down our food and come out here, and your belly's starting to get full, but it ain't reached your brain. The brain
hasn't registered yet.
Yeah. Oh me, you brought a topic.
I did bring a topic.
Well, you want to go ahead? Let's go ahead and get on it.
It's not really a topic. It's more of a PSA.
What's the PSA?
Well, let me start off by saying two things. Number one, I am not a feminist at all.
But who said you were?
Nobody. I'm just saying.
Does the PSA feminist?
I don't know. It might. Okay. I want to know what y'all think about what I'm about to say. And number two, even though I'm about to talk about dads, I think Blake is an amazing dad. It has nothing to do with Blake.
Okay.
So.
But me and Jason are dog shit.
No, I don't. No. It, no.
Thrown to the wolves.
Yeah.
No, y'all are good dads too.
Roll it out. Let's hear what you got.
Okay. So ever since I became a mom, you know, a lot of people come up to me and they're like, Blake is such a great dad. Mm-hmm. Blake is the dad of the year. I can't tell you how many times people just come up and say that. And I agree. He's a great dad. But I don't know why guys, or dads, I should say, get so much praise for doing things that dads should do.
I got an answer for you right out the gate.
Tell me.
Because there's more dads that don't do what they're supposed to do when most moms do. What they're supposed to do.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes, like, and that's what I'm saying. I'm like, the moms are in the background, you know, doing most...
What they're supposed to be
most
doing.
Most everything. And we don't get...
You don't get the credit you deserve.
No.
So that's a shout out to my wife, because I know she's a mom. She struggles with the same thing. Lauren, let's shout out all the wives. You know, y'all do a wonderful job.
Thank you.
Wonderful job.
You just don't get that much, because for some reason, people just like to tell me how great...
So much for being three entrances into this house, Blake.
You know he had to come through.
I know.
You know it's killing him.
I almost stopped recording for a second.
No, that's a great... I'm glad you brought it. That's not a feminist statement. I think there's a lot of truth to that statement.
There absolutely is.
So, and I think that's why some people are like, Someone chose a Blake dad, great dad, because... There's a lot of not so great dads out there.
And I totally agree with that. But I just want people to know next time they maybe go to give a compliment. Y'all are great parents.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good one.
Y'all are great parents. You know, a lot of moms, especially new moms, you know, they're just thrown into the wolves and they're just literally doing everything they can just to keep everything up with themselves on top of taking care of a brand new person and
baby.
Yeah.
And in your situation, another child.
Yes. I have two of them.
Three if you count to the dog.
No, she's the most well-behaved. But yeah, that's just my little PSA.
We support you on that one.
Yeah, I can get behind that. Mm-hmm. You know, like, hey, moms need to start supporting moms. You know, it's not just, you know, like men saying it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, it's anybody.
It's moms supporting other moms.
And I can honestly say that before I had Bryce, I probably told somebody they were a great dad. Because in front of the mom, because it is true. You don't, when you see dads like being really interactive, you're like, oh, he's such a good dad.
Yeah.
You just don't even think about all the stuff the mom does.
You know, but there's another side to that though. Like, I'm not going to say that there aren't crappy dads, but some dads are out there working 2-3 jobs to support so the mother doesn't have to.
Oh,
work
yeah.
At
oh,
all.
I know. Oh, yeah.
So and dad, then he comes off as not being a good dad because he's never around.
Right. But he's working to, yeah, to provide. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so there's that side too. So mm-hmm. I guess, like you say, that vision of just seeing dad around mm-hmm. at the feet, you know, field, you know, baseball field, soccer field, whatever.
Yeah.
Extracurricular stuff, scouts, church, all that mm-hmm. is especially, I'm going to go political on this and go with a shitty recession we've just come out of for the past 10 years or more. Dads were absent because they were fucking working their asses off mm-hmm. and working 2 and 3 jobs just to support, you know. So, but it's time to change that. You know?
Yep.
When I think it's still kind of instilled in boys at a young age that, you know, they're supposed to work harder. They're supposed to make more money. They're supposed to be the ones bringing home all the bacon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's not a reality anymore, I don't think.
No.
It's
not going to be like that in every situation, and that's okay.
It's not. I might get in a little trouble seeing this. Me and Marie sometimes have some, not arguments, but little tiffs or, you know, like, and she's like, I just don't make as much money as you, and I feel so bad. And I'm like, that's not how I want it. Like, this is my job
mm-hmm.
to, you know, so you have, you know, you don't have to work as hard. You can be more free to be able to do mom stuff.
Yeah.
That's just how I feel, though.
Yeah.
Like, it's my job to go out there and, you know, bring home the bacon. Mm-hmm. She fries it up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's how
I like to look at it. Like, it's my job. You know, if money got tight, I'm the one that's going to get a second job, a third job, do whatever, get 2 hours of sleep every night because I'm working. So she don't have to.
Yeah.
That's just how I see it.
I'm sure a lot of dads see it like that too. But
yeah.
But I mean, for Blake and I still work 40 hours a week.
Yeah.
I mean, I make good money, but I don't make as good of money as him. But I wouldn't say that he's like the breadwinner because, but I'm still working and doing everything else behind the scenes. That
I think that's the key right there. Moms don't get credit because a lot of what they do is behind the scenes mm-hmm. and not seen.
Yeah.
You know, keeping the house. Sometimes it's just organized,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Oh my gosh. Blake, no offense to Blake, but he does not clean. He'll grill. That's the most cooking he does is grilling and putting tater tots in the oven. But every meal that we have or Bryce has, I plan it. I go to the grocery store.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, that's where I feel like I'm going on a tangent. But
no, that's a good topic, though. That's mm-hmm. a good, I mean, you're right on point with that.
I'm glad y'all agree with me.
No, that was, I mean, I don't see nothing feminist about it.
Okay, good. Because uh-huh. I'm not a feminist. What?
Truth.
Blake is literally has his phone out, up.
He's trying to record us from...
This is the childish thing that I was telling y'all about.
If y'all could see what he's doing right now. He tried to sneak out. I saw the gate open and I was like, I think one of the kids just went out.
No, it was.
It was a kid. And I'm like, I hope they close that thing, because if they let the dog out, then she will get out.
Then the Shane Edmonds show got to stop.
And he must have crawled down, because then all I see is his phone pop up in the window.
Look, the producer's just trying to get some pictures and put up on the social media, because he's addicted to it.
He's so pumped that I'm on here. He's been asking me, y'all. He just wants me to come on and just talk with him. And he's
with him. He wants to break off of the Shane Edmonds show and create his own show with just Ashley.
Not quite. I refuse.
Was it 2 weeks ago we talked about the Brits? When did we talk about the Brits?
2 weeks ago was with Lauren. You weren't
then
here.
It was 3 weeks ago.
What
about throwing the tea in the goddamn bit?
Oh, yeah, the tea?
Yeah.
Throw the tea out.
Yeah, Blake's about to get thrown out.
Fucking. He wants Ashley on here so bad, he's permanently replaced.
Yep, replaced.
gone. He just produces.
Yep, he's going to be devastated when he hears this.
Oh, well.
Look, he tried to help roast the rest of us. So,
yeah,
I mean,
that's true.
Here we go. This mm-hmm. It's all fun and games. We love it. If none of us enjoyed this, we wouldn't be here.
I know.
You know? Oh, Josh, you got something?
Yeah, actually.
What is it?
Guys, do y'all know what I did yesterday?
You did not go to work.
I did not go to work.
I know what you did.
It was my off day.
But I'm not going to say it. I'm going to let you say it.
I don't know what you did. You came and saw me.
I did. But we tried to fix some car issues that are currently on hold.
But
I voted yesterday.
Oh, yeah, you did go vote.
I voted yesterday.
I can't believe you voted
early. Is that your first time voting?
Early.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I've been voting since I was 18.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just cool to get it out the way.
So,
and how easy it was.
Was there no line?
No line.
No line.
I literally walked in, walked right up to the counter. The guy was like, "Can I see your ID?" Here you go. And then he had, which I think is, it's a half-assed way of asking somebody to prove their identity. But all he did was ask me to tell him my full name and then tell him my address. And that's
well,
proving your identity.
That could be an issue for me because my ID still has our old address.
Do you have the little piece of paper though? Have you changed it at all?
It's changed on the internet.
Then you should have a little, they should have mailed you a little piece of paper.
They didn't. I guess I could bring like our mortgage statement.
Change what?
Our address. Like I didn't,
she
ever
didn't
since
get a new
moved.
ID.
Yeah, we haven't gone yet. It's been a year.
You didn't change it online?
Yeah, I did.
They're supposed to mail you that little piece of paper.
And I have my voter registration piece of paper
that, should be fine.
That has this address.
Yeah. I don't know. Anyway.
I think I'm going to go on the day of, so hopefully I'm not talking about it.
You might get some trouble.
On the day of? I have the card that the little piece of paper.
She has a voter registration card.
Here's where
I've already voted since we've been living here.
Yeah. Then you'll be fine.
You have voted since
Yeah, there was like
here?
Not a presidential election, but like a...
See, mine is not correct, too.
What? It still says New Kent?
It still says New Kent County. Mm. And they, like, when I hand it over, they always give me the dirty look, but then I have to hand that over.
I never got that.
Which is a little piece of paper because the DMV is cheap and it doesn't send you a new license. Because
not without paying the $10.
Yeah, because these ones are expensive, apparently, versus the, remember the white ones?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Whatever happened. Never mind. Let me get back to my story.
All right. Back to the story.
Walk in. I verify my identity, I guess. He hands me the ballot. And I go straight over to a little booth and vote. It was so easy. I was in and out of there in 5 minutes. Both of us.
You
me
got
and
the
Lauren.
Sticker?
Can I ask you
I
a
got
question?
Two stickers.
Can I ask you a private, personal question?
Well, this isn't private.
On the air.
Yes. No, because I was, at the barbershop last week, this week, and some of the guys sitting there waiting to get their wig smoked, and we start, and I'm assuming he voted early. Yeah, he did vote early. And
the barber or one of the other guys?
One of the other guys. Okay. And he started talking about, there's a question on there.
Mm-hmm.
A question on the ballot. Mm-hmm.
About a new law.
About a new law.
Mm-hmm. There was two of them, actually.
Was it? No, mm-hmm. I want to ask you. Which way can you will you be willing to answer which way you voted on the new law thing?
Which one? Are you talking about the veterans? Or are you talking about the redistricting?
The redistricting.
I voted yes to create a second committee that can overrule the governor. Why the fuck wouldn't?
It's this is why I want to go into detail, and this is why that's going to pass. This is something that the Democrats are pushing.
They have worded it to where it sounds.
And make it sounds good.
Yeah.
It's not good. They want to redistrict. And what they're trying to do is like what they've already done with, like, so Charles City County, let's talk about that, primarily like a Republican county,
mm-hmm.
typically, like Hanover.
Mm-hmm.
But they have taken, recently, the last time they did a redistrict, they took Charles City and put it in with Tidewater, who is...
So they're... The votes are basically washed out.
The electoral votes gets washed out through the blue instead of the
red. And that's what this question is asking us.
They want to redistrict again, so now they want to take like Hanover and these other...
And put it in with Tidewater as well.
This is why Dave Brett didn't win, because of the redistricting.
Hmm.
Well, it's too late for you, Josh.
It is.
But that's okay.
I'm a lost cause. Yeah, I did vote yes on the veterans, though.
Well, I don't even know what that one was
about. It was just something about taxes. It was like, I guess, not paying taxes on their vehicles and stuff like that.
Yeah,
sure.
We support the veterans.
That's right. But that's something.
But
they slipped this shit in there, and that's what happened last time. They slip it in there.
I should have fucking asked somebody. Because, like, I was reading it, and I was like, I always hate this.
And this
like,
guy,
somebody come explain to me what this legal jargon is.
And they probably don't even know.
They probably they can probably dumb it down a little bit. I'm sure
they may know something.
Or they're just volunteers. They don't.
But this guy was talking. He was like, I literally read it 5 or 6 times before I really understood. And he was like, wait a minute. This is simple. They want to change the Constitution.
Hmm.
Vote no. Anytime you want to change constitutional rights, laws, etc., you should vote no. Let's think, face it. We are in an age where they're never changing a law to help us anymore. It's always for the government to have more power. Period. I don't care what. I don't care who's presenting it. I don't care if it's Republicans or Democrats. They're never creating any more laws for us to be more free. Think about it that way.
That's
it's always
true.
They're bringing in more laws to make more laws.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want that shit.
No. Nope.
I don't want big government. So, and that's why I wanted to ask you that, because yeah. I had a feeling. Yeah. I just yeah. had a feeling.
Well, I'm glad that we talked about this, because I would have been hella confused up yeah. in the booth. I probably would have left a blank, because
so
I
just
don't...
remembered to vote no.
Yep.
That's it. If you look into it, if you Google search yeah. it, review it, look into it, you're going to find out that it is 100% Democrat backed law change.
I always forget that they throw these law changes in there, and I get up there. I should research it before I go, but I just show up and I'm like, shit, there's questions, and I don't understand any of it.
You know what?
And that's probably most of voters.
If you yes. don't understand, don't fucking answer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because guess what? If there's no vote on it,
nothing gets counted.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You can leave that blank.
But yep. The only reason I did vote yes is because basically it said that this committee would overrule the governor on redistricting.
Because this committee formed of Democrats wants to make it so that it's easier for the electoral votes of Virginia to vote all.
Yeah, but the governor is a Democrat.
But not always.
Well, no, not always, but as of right now...
But that's the whole point. If this is going to be a new
in
law
future.
That's going to go in. But it gets passed, it's
yeah,
always.
Yeah, I guess. But how do we know how this committee is picked? Does it change?
See, they don't give you all that information.
They don't give you all the details. And that's something.
I think the committee is based on your like state senators, state congress people. And, you know.
He's going to lose sleep over this tonight, Jason.
I'm not.
I'm not. I already know what's going to happen just because of the way I was already given a warning about how it's worded.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They word them to make it sound like it's a great thing.
Yeah.
Because they want it to pass.
Yeah.
It's a control thing. It's a power thing. You know, they are struggling hard with the red tide. The blue wave is getting, you know.
Roll tide?
Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah. Well, that's what they're calling it.
Yeah. Something else I didn't know.
What's that?
The ballots are not all exactly the same.
What do you mean?
So I had mentioned to Lauren as we walked out, I thought it was weird that Biden was first on the ticket and Trump was second on the ticket.
Mm-hmm.
I would think the incumbent would
be second.
Would be first.
Oh, yeah, it'd be first.
Well, it might be alphabetical order, though.
But it's not, because Lauren said Trump was first on hers. And as I went down the ticket, Senate, all that stuff, all the Republicans were second, and all the Democrats were first on mine. And Lauren said hers was the opposite.
I could see that being like, you know how like you go to take a test?
And yeah, that's what I'm saying, the SAT, something like that.
Yeah, but you can't. You're not cheating off of somebody's.
Yes, but if you're trying to fool somebody, to take... Somebody who, I hate to use this as an example, take Regina. If somebody were to try to take her to vote.
And show her something and say.
Yeah, say this is what you, somebody who's mentally handicapped.
Mm-hmm.
Just tell them you need to pick the first one here, the first one here, and the first one here.
Yeah.
If they're all different, you don't know what you're going to get.
That's true. But that is a little strange that y'all both got two different ones. I'll have to see how it is when we go.
Yeah, yeah. Check it out.
I don't think I ever knew that, but it makes sense.
Yeah.
It makes sense, but I was like, I just thought it was weird on mine that the incumbent wasn't first.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
They try to get you.
Yeah. I just thought it was weird.
And speaking about law changes, So in Virginia, they have, I believe, voted to make it so that the police cannot pull you over for...
Yes, they have voted.
For moving, moving by... I'm worded as moving violations.
Headlights, here. Taillights, turn signals.
Stickers, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah.
They're not first offense items anymore.
That is stupid. That's stupid.
That's... You know, people that fail to use proper equipment...
So your inspection can be expired, and they can't pull you over for as a
I don't know about inspection, but I know they specifically listed, you know, turn signals, headlights.
Headlights? Taillights?
Yeah.
Taillights is a big deal.
You don't have to have a single functioning one.
And they can't.
Oh, my gosh. Like it's, we like, need to move.
It's getting...
Well, this is coming from a governor who already wanted to do away with state inspections.
True that.
So, well, are we surprised by this? Not really.
Yeah, I don't know where, but you know what? You know what comes next? Higher taxes. Because...
Well, Central Virginia just upped their taxes in October 1st. Went from 5.3%
to
6%. To 6%, all of Central Virginia.
I know. But I'm saying this is a lot of revenue for counties, state troopers. This is going to, I mean...
Oh, that's going to hurt them.
You can write a ticket for a headlight being out, improper equipment.
Yeah.
People got to go to court, prove it, whatever. Now, a lot of that stuff does get dismissed.
Dismissed, but you have some people that aren't even going to attempt to fight it.
But if you ask any officer of the law, there's a good chance that headlight being out, that lack of taillight,
it's going to lead to something else.
Always.
Oh, yeah.
9 out of 10 times, it leads to something else.
Mm-hmm.
Bigger, you know, warrants,
drugs, alcohol,
no license at all.
Yeah, suspended license, anything. Yeah,
that's a huge thing. Safety wise, you know, brake lights, headlights.
Oh, obviously.
And then
that's one of my biggest pet peeves is people driving around at night with no lights on, or even in the rain, especially in the work truck. I can't see shit out of my mirrors when it's raining.
Yeah.
And if you don't have your headlights on, I will run you off the road, not intentionally.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't know, for these high-end European cars just don't even come with turn signals for some reason.
What?
I've never seen the BMWs, the Audis. None of them use turn signals.
None of them do.
Oh,
that's like
gosh.
They don't, they're not standard on there. You got to pay to have, you got to pay extra to get the turn signal. Coming down Lee Davis Road. And what's across the street from Fox Lair?
Cypress Tree. Yeah.
Like right after the swamp up on the right, right? There's a lot of us coming through, and there's just like this small little break, like two car lengths between me and the car in front of me.
Okay.
And this fucking Porsche Cayenne
just darts right out. Probably didn't even stop, did they?
And like a California roll.
Yeah.
Did they have their lights on?
Fuck no, they didn't.
They didn't have their lights on? Yes, they did. They had to. It's dark.
No, it was daytime.
Oh, okay.
It was daytime. And I was like, look at this shit.
Well, it is tricky right there.
There was a lot of... You can see to the left.
You got
to
be aggressive sometimes. Ricky Bobby.
If you ain't first, you last.
I guarantee you if it was a goddamn Hyundai Sonata, they wouldn't have done it. Okay.
Okay.
And then she didn't even get up the road.
Oh, stop.
Yeah, that was the kicker. It's like,
that's my... Don't pull out in front of me and then go slow as fuck. Speed it up.
Oh, no, that might have been the Benz. It was something fancy.
What? You don't even know.
He's seen too many foreign cars today.
Well, I worked... Well, no. All right, now I'm thinking. So now I'm hanging a left to turn on Lee Davis. This happened, but this is where the Porsche came in. Okay, I'm sorry. That was some other car that came
out. You need to get your story straight.
I do. No, that was some other car.
He's sober, by the way.
He almost had four people run him off the road, is what he's trying to say.
So the light is green. We're all turning left on the Lee Davis Road.
Okay.
The Porsche...
Tell me more.
The Porsche hangs the right while everybody's hanging on left.
Oh, God.
Huh?
Like, she's beside CVS hanging on right. Okay. We got the green lights. A whole line of cars coming. And the Porsche kind... But, of course... You know, most of us are heading to the left lane, right?
Mm.
The left lane.
Yes.
But not everybody does.
Not everybody does.
A lot of people go to that CVS.
People not from around here ride that shit all the way to the funeral home.
Somebody did a U-turn there on the way here. It grinds right at that light.
Oh, yeah.
Grinds my gears. People from Nigeria that are listening have no idea what the hell we are talking about.
Well, you don't do a U-turn when there's a sign that says no U-turns. How about that?
That's true.
They probably do know that.
But I'm just saying, line of cars coming. And she just hangs the right into the right lane, just like in the other car.
And cutting you off.
Hitting the brakes because they had no idea what the hell was going on. It was ridiculous. It was.
And they have Virginia plates?
Yeah.
Then it's the accordion
effect.
That was
the Porsche kind. That was the Porsche kind.
They must have been from Nova.
Dick Porsche move. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's pronounced Porsche. Oh,
fuck. They're pieces of shit. And I'm finally glad I fixed the one I'd been working on for fucking 3 weeks.
Jesus Christ.
All for a bumper.
Mm.
Everything had to be imported from Germany. Ooh, I got a Porsche. Shit out of here. Lordy me. What? I had something I wanted to talk about.
Oh, gosh. What is it?
We're going to go on a political rant.
No. We've already been on one. No.
I just wanted to touch on something.
I am in a competition with y'all's wives who gets the most listens.
This is deep. I wanted to touch on something. Blake sent us a snap the other day of a podcast he listens to. The people that own Black Rifle Coffee Company.
Oh, yes. He's obsessed.
So,
with
I don't know
drinking
that.
Drinking bros.
I'm not really big on Evan. I don't know Evan that well, but I know Matt Best.
Oh, he loves Matt Best.
A lot of people do.
Don't you bash him now. Blake,
it's hard not to fall in love with that face.
But I wanted to give credit where I'm going with this, where credit's due. So, Evan was ranting, on that podcast. And but it's so much truth. He was going off about, currently people are just labeling, if you're conservative, you're racist, you're anti-gay, you're this, blah, 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 whatever. And that is not true. Most conservatives, I would say good 90 to 95% of conservatives don't care if you're gay.
Mm-hmm.
You know what we do care about, though? Our fucking money.
And our freedom.
Our freedom.
Yes, for sure. And that's where I wanted to go with this. And just like, it was so deep. Like the way you say it, he was like, I don't give a fuck who you're fucking. Like, you want to fuck another dude? I don't give a fuck. Like, you do you and I'm going to do me. You want to be gay? Be gay. And that's exactly how I feel. But see, here's the problem. When I say, this was my epiphany part, right? And I'm sitting there, I'm like, most conservatives don't give a fuck if you're gay. They don't care that you're black. Like, we're all free, right? The problem is, we don't care, quote unquote. Well, y'all don't care.
We're not social justice warriors
because we're not embracing their lifestyle. We don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not asking a black man to embrace my whiteness, and I'm damn sure not going to embrace the blackness, the gayness, whatever. Like, you don't have to embrace it to be okay with it.
Right. Right.
That's where I wanted to go with that. Like, people, get over yourselves. When the baker don't want to bake you a gay wedding cake, you go to the next baker.
Yeah, move on. I agree with that.
Well, it's always going to be something.
Yeah.
It's never going to be, I don't know what the word I'm trying to say. Like, everyone isn't going to just get along. It's always going to be some type of issue. Yeah,
that would be too easy.
Exactly. It's too easy.
And my barber, right? So his barber shop is in Holland Springs. And every now and then, and he doesn't do walk-ins. He's appointment only, strictly. But he had a black guy come in there, like, hey, man, I need a haircut. I'm from out of town. I'm a construction worker over there on the Facebook site or whatever. And he was like, well, first of all, I'm more appointment only. I'm all booked up for the day. I don't even have an open slot to say, hey, come back at
3 o'clock or whatever.
Yeah, whatever time. And whatever. Yeah. And then he was like, I don't have an appointment. He's like, and I don't cut black hair. I don't cut black hair. And he's like, what are you, racist? He was like, I don't know how.
I wouldn't know because I've never cut black hair, but I have cut white hair. And I have heard it is completely different.
Yeah. I've heard that too. Like, you have to know what you're doing to cut black people's hair.
But that still sucks.
So what, do you take him in and fuck his hair up? Now he's like bashing you?
I feel like that's what I would do.
But you got to be honest.
Yeah, you do.
I mean,
I appreciate the honesty, but that's not a good look.
Well, but if he was already booked up, I would have just left it at that. I'm booked up for the day. Yeah. I don't have anywhere to fit you in. You could have left it at that.
And recommend maybe Fades and Blades or somewhere
else. Or Sports Clips. Or,
I think he did recommend a barbershop, another local barbershop in the area. But here's the other part of it. Because he is an appointment only, he's like, I've got customers that come to me every 3 to 4 weeks.
Yeah. You book your next appointment at your current appointment.
That's right.
Yeah.
My shit, like, you don't call and book it. No, you leave there with another appointment, you know?
So he's booked out 3 weeks and 4 weeks in advance.
For everybody, right?
Yeah.
It's just a rolling cycle.
Mm-hmm.
You got regulars that come in there. You got this random Joe Schmo. Let's take color out of it, okay? We're going to take the color part out of it. You got a random Joe Schmo who's out of town, who's just a construction worker. You're never going to see him again. Why would you bend over backwards for him? Who the hell is he sending to your barbershop? He's out of town. His family, his friends don't live near here. How does it matter?
I don't know if I agree with that.
Move on with your life. Go to a barbershop that's walk-ins.
Well, but I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if I fully agree with that just because he's from out of town. Everybody deserves at least a chance. And all he, like Josh said, all he had to say was, I'm booked up. I'm really sorry. I can't take you today.
Well, I think that was the gist of it, though. He just added.
He didn't have to slip in that last part.
Well, I don't think it's not, I don't cut it because he's racist. I don't cut it because he doesn't.
I don't know how, which is fine. But, you know, these days, people, they take it the wrong way.
I think they do.
Let's move on to our next segment.
Go on.
We're going to play a little FMK.
Oh, Lord, do we have names?
We do. We took care of this before without you.
Oh, my
God. Yeah, Blake told me I need to come prepared for one with y'all, too. So I got a good one.
Yeah, I texted him when I got out the shower after I picked names for you. I was like, you and Ashley pick some names out.
Well, I hope I know these names you're about to tell me because I'm really bad.
No, they're all big names.
Okay. Okay.
I'm picking the names for the ladies only show then.
Okay. Okay, you can do that. Fine. You can do that.
That's
all right.
Fine.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
You want to go first?
No, y'all go first.
Then give it to us.
Oh.
You want to answer
first?
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I don't know anything.
I know. This is a surprise.
We're going to go with Wham Bam Thank You Cam.
Cam Newton.
Cam Newton. Okay. Your quarterback of the New England Patriots. Yeah. We're going to go with Ron Burgundy.
Ron?
What?
He's not even a real person.
Will Ferrell.
Oh, gosh. He's funny, though. Okay.
And Eminem.
Like the three ugliest dudes.
They are all, this is a bad.
That's the whole point of the game is to make things
really
challenging.
I'm pretty sure I gave y'all like some really cute girls the last time.
One.
Oh, and wait till you hear my one today. Wait till you hear my one today.
The Kardashian was the only ugly one.
She's cute. Who was it, Chloe? Yeah, I think she's pregnant now that she got her surgery.
Okay. First of all, attractiveness is all in the eye of the beholder. Because I don't think Ronda Rousey's attractive, and I don't think the Kardashians.
Okay,
attractive.
Ronda Rousey, yeah, she's kind of she's a little intimidating.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Is that the only reason?
No,
why? Because she can whoop your ass.
No, I think
we're getting off topic. Yep. Let's move on.
Okay.
So you got your three names.
Okay.
Cam Newton, Will Ferrell, Marshall Mathers.
Oh my gosh, these are bad. I would probably. I would marry Will Ferrell.
Sorry, I was laughing at my Crocs. Yeah, I heard that in the headphones.
I would marry Will Ferrell because he's really funny.
I think that's a good choice.
And he would make me laugh a lot.
Agree. Now, choose your next words very carefully because this can be considered racist.
I know. Gosh, you really put me in a bind.
I know where I would go because I'm pretty sure Slim Shady's got 38 deaths. Two rapes and whatever.
We gonna kill him?
What's he say in that one song?
I don't find him attractive whatsoever.
Marie would leave me in a heartbeat for him.
No. I don't even like his music really.
Even at 45 years old?
I don't know about 45-year-old Slim, but I know like middle school age, like back when we were in middle school.
What? Uh-oh.
Been gone.
Oh, it's fine. I hope.
Yeah, it looks like we're fine.
Yeah, I don't find him attractive at all. I'm going to have to kill him.
We're killing Marshall.
Yes. And you know what? I actually like Cam Newton. He does a lot with the kids. He does a lot with children. Not sexually. He's you know, kids in the hospital. If he like gets a touchdown,
So
I hope that's up to your standards.
He's always giving kids his balls.
Yes.
I'm dead. I'm done.
This one is going to be hard for y'all because all of these girls
are ugly.
No, they're all hot. All of them.
And am I going to know all these names?
Obviously, me and him were just arguing over last time.
So oh, yeah. Okay, y'all ready?
Let it rip.
Margot Robbie.
Do you the hell is that?
Oh.
She's Harley Quinn. You know the girl with the pigtails?
Ooh, I've got a boner right now.
Jennifer Aniston.
Okay.
She's like a fine wine.
Yeah.
She is.
She looks so good.
Whew.
Blake Lively.
Who the hell is that?
That's Ryan Reynolds' wife.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to pull up a picture.
You know who she is. She's an actress.
And she's gorgeous.
Yeah, but see, I can't. See, now I'm sitting here like, am I FMK and Harley Quinn or the other, you know, like.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen her outside of Harley Quinn.
You've never seen the movie Focus?
Oh, yes, her.
Yeah, that's Blake Lively. And Blake also told me his answers, so I'll tell y'all his.
Lord,
I don't think we should give him that satisfaction.
Okay, who wants to go first?
Pull up the other girl.
Okay. Margot Robbie?
Okay. I've never seen her outside of the...
You've never seen the movie Focus with Will Smith? About where he's like a con artist?
No, she was on Wolf of Wall Street.
I've never seen that.
What?
I've seen Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah, she's on that.
Didn't she get naked in that movie?
I think you've given me COVID.
What? That's Margot Robbie.
Oh, yeah. They were the Will Smith. They were both con artists.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
The whole movie was about con artists.
Do you need me to pull up Jennifer Aniston? Or
oh, I know what she looks like.
Okay.
Lordy me. Josh, you want to go first? You want me to go first? I'm still pondering this.
I'll go first.
It's hard because they're all so cute.
I'll go first.
Okay.
I'm going to marry Jennifer Aniston. She just has this very motherly aspect about her.
She'll take care of you.
Exactly. Exactly.
I think she's got some comedy in her too.
Oh yeah, she's funny. who are you gonna kill?
Well, I'm gonna kill Blake Lively, and not because I dislike her, but you've already heard me talk about how I have a boner for Margot Robbie.
That's
so
true.
So I kind of have to go that direction because,
yeah.
That's just the way it is.
I'm sure
I do love Blake Lively.
Yeah.
She's great. What's that movie where she was getting attacked by the shark?
Oh, Open Waters or something?
No,
like that.
No.
I know exactly what you're talking about, but I can't remember the name.
The worst ending, though.
It was. It wasn't a good ending.
Worst ending. It was like worse than watching Jaws.
But it was a good movie.
It was a damn good movie up until the end.
Yeah. I was on the edge of my seat.
Huh?
It
was a really good
one. Okay, Jason, what are your picks?
Oh, Lord. You already know I'm going with Marion. I'm going with Jennifer Aniston. I have to do that. Like you said, I feel like you know her so well, too. Because
She's been around forever.
Yeah, you know friends. I mean? Yeah, she's our friend.
And so this is where we're going to switch gears. I'm going to kill Harley Quinn.
I'm shook.
It's kill or be killed. And she's a crazy bitch. And all I can picture is Harley Quinn, okay? And that's, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And Blake Lively. I'm a effer.
Okay.
I think she's a good looking woman.
Yes. I totally agree.
All three of them are.
I know.
Yeah, I'm not taking that. I'm just, I can't get past the Harley Quinn thing. Like, just the crazy bitch.
She just has those come F me eyes.
And then she's going to cut your throat in the middle of it. You know what I mean?
Like, some people are into that.
At least I'll die happy.
That's not the way I want to go with it. I don't know. It's just something, you know, sometimes a role, you know.
Yeah, I can agree with that. But I've honestly never seen that movie all the way through. Suicide Squad.
Really?
Yeah. Couldn't get into it.
At the end, though.
Even with your girl?
Yeah.
Wow.
At the end, she runs off with the Joker.
I watched.
Wow, you ruined it.
No.
I mean,
spoiler alert.
Yeah. Watch out.
I watched maybe half of it. And then I give up.
It is not. I don't know. Suicide Squad was like a little overrated.
I don't watch any of that shit.
I don't think it was overrated at all. Critics destroyed that movie.
Did they?
They roasted that movie so bad.
I'm not worried about critics. I'm just talking about the general public raved about it.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't go off a critic shit. I don't
feel like. Wasn't Will Smith in that movie, too?
Yes, he was.
Damn.
He gets around.
Yeah, he does. His wife does, too.
Oh, yep. He went there.
I want to know. I'm curious what Blake's answers are.
His was the exact same as Josh.
Oh, okay.
Because he said he couldn't marry or fuck anybody with the same name as him. Blake Lively. So she had to go.
Damn it.
I know.
That does make sense, though. That would be really weird.
Blake and Blake.
I like the name Blake for a girl.
Yeah. Oh, there's a dude named Ashley. I mean.
That's weird, though. But anyways.
I can't get over it.
He was on a Netflix show.
Yeah.
Y'all, we got to wrap it up because we're coming up on 50 minutes.
I know. And she wants her dessert. We got milkshakes waiting y'all inside wanted for to, us.
Y'all want y'all's dessert?
See, this is the kind of producer we need.
just like to draw the, like, we're done.
I don't have a quote.
Jason has a quote.
You have a quote?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can look one up if you want.
No, I don't need to look up anything.
I'm a little disappointed. I got to feel like I got to read too because my wife didn't do one last week.
Does anybody? Okay, hold on. Before you say this, I'm going to need the listeners, if they even make it to the very end, do they appreciate these quotes?
I want to be motivational people. Okay. You know what I mean?
Okay, motivate me to go eat this milkshake.
Here we go. This one's a little weird.
Okay.
But I liked it. Okay.
Weird is good.
It's okay to be a glow stick. Sometimes we have to break before we shine. A little cheesy, but... You know what I'm saying? Damn.
I can never look at a glow stick the same.
Did that come off of MySpace?
Where did you find this?
Google.
You Googled it.
Yeah. You just Googled inspirational quotes?
I do. Actually, even before this, I would do that. I'd go to YouTube and like type in motivational speeches, and there's some
whatever gets you going.
Ones in there that'll get you fucking moving.
I support you.
One last one here. The harder you work for something, the greater you will feel when you achieve it. I believe in hard work, and I believe in that satisfaction, and that, you know.
That's a good one. That's a good one. I like that.
So, I end up with a stronger one.
Yeah. I like that one better than the glow stick one.
Really drive it home. bring it all to a point here.
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you for listening. Again, as always, this has been your evening Shane Edmonds Show.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
See ya.